CliffCentral.com.
Welcome once again to Cliff Central, your favorite podcast platform. I'm Michael Jackson, and this show, In Conference with Michael Jackson, is where you get to meet the people I'm lucky enough to meet on my world of travels around the entire conferencing industry. So normally you'd expect leaders, thought-provoking gurus, people who kind of deliver absolute excellence. And my guest on this show is not going to disappoint. His name is David Averin. He's a marketing guru known as the Visibility Coach. And he's recently been over in South Africa at a major event. I think it was his first time here. We're about to find that out. He's joining us now online on Skype from his home outside Denver in Colorado, because he's traveled safely back to the States. Meet the Visibility Coach. David, nice to have you with you on the show, sir. How are you?
Michael, it's great to be here, my friend.
Was that correct? Was that your first African trip?
It was my first African trip. You know, it's interesting. I've had the great privilege, as do you, to travel the world. I've spoken in 23 countries around the world in the last few years, but it was my first time in the beautiful country of South Africa, and great to connect in Johannesburg.
Tremendous. And I believe at the conference itself, you went down an absolute storm. Talking about your keynote material stuff, you say it's not who you know, it's what you know. And I understand that you help people stand out from the herd.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, or it's not who you know, it's who knows you. It's sort of a twist on the well-worn phrase. And, you know, marketing, business marketing and visibility, it's really changed in recent years. You know, historically, it was sort of those traditional claims of quality and service and great people and great customer service. Today, everybody's got all of those. If they didn't, they wouldn't survive. And so really, arguably, for the first time in human history, everybody's good. And so the real challenge in business is not to really establish yourself as a good choice, but to make a compelling case that you're a better choice than all of the other good choices. I tell audiences all the time, I say there's not a company represented in this room today that couldn't disappear from the face of the earth. And we'd be just fine without you. I mean, companies go out of business all the time. Sure. The reality is we have so many choices, and they're all good choices. And so it's really raised the bar for everyone, which is actually great for consumers, but a real challenge for people in business.
So as you say, you travel the world as a keynote speaker. You're a marketing and branding consultant as well.
Yes.
You know, you and I both grew up around the same time frame when Tom Peters was telling people, you know, that everything needed to be the excellence and delivery of customer service, when everyone was ranting on about going from good to great. But what you're effectively saying today is that everything's pretty damn good out there already. You've really got to stand out beyond the realm of being good, David, haven't you?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? There's several factors that have really contributed to sort of this quality growth movement. I think probably first and foremost is the internet. It's given a voice to anyone who is disgruntled. You know, basic guest relations philosophy has always taught that the average person with a positive experience will tell one or two people. But of course, the average person with a negative experience will tell 10. Today, whether it's positive or negative, they will tell millions. And so it really behooves people in business to look for ways to stand out. Now, you can do it a couple of ways, right? You can look at your business, really take a step back and say, what problem can we solve in a remarkable and unique way that maybe nobody else is? What can we offer? What can we do differently? And then, of course, we step back and say, how are we messaging what we're doing? Because as I said, the traditional claims of quality and commitment and service and integrity and honesty, it doesn't work anymore. And so, you know, you get the question all the time, do you need to work harder or smarter? And of course, the answer is yes, all of the above.
I love it. All of the above. 7.3 billion people on the planet's surface. And for the first time last year, we get over 150 million operating registered businesses around the planet's surface. That's a competitive landscape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very big challenge. It doesn't mean, and you and I have heard enough speakers and others say, unless you do X and Y, you will fail. No, it just means you'll fall short of where you can be. There's a lot of room in the marketplace for a lot of players, but for those who really aspire to big things, to growth, to category dominance, you have to do some remarkable things in this marketplace. As I said, you look at what goes online. I travel the world, as do you. And I'll give you an example. Like, I rent cars from Enterprise. That's where my points are. I do most of my stuff from Enterprise. Mm-hmm. And so when I turn in my car at the end of my trip, they'll always say, "Welcome back, Mr. Averin. How was the Toyota? Or how was the Honda?" "It was fine, thanks." And they walk around the car and they say, "Did you have a chance to fill it up?" "No, go ahead and charge me. Should we put it on the same credit card?" "Yes." But then they ask the same question that they always do. It's the same question. They say, "Is there anything we could have done to have made this a more outstanding experience?" And you know what they're really saying? "Please don't go on TripAdvisor and trash us, right? Let me fix it now, whatever it is," because this is a horrible, cynical view. I've got three kids, and I tell them all the time. I say, "You know the difference between love and the internet? Mm-hmm. The difference is that the internet is forever and ever and ever."
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it just doesn't go away. You know, the things that for those who have kids, you know, it's a scary time because everything goes online. Well, it's the same in business. Anybody who's disgruntled in any way, they'll post that stuff online. So quality is assumed today if you aren't at that level. So now we really, it's about digging for distinction, looking for competitive advantage. And that's my message as I travel the world. It's commodity rules the day. How are we gaining competitive advantage? And we do it across the organization, right? Start with envisioning, who do we really want to be? And then it's aligning your people and your hiring and your internal processes. And of course, your research and development and your marketing and your messaging. It all coalesces into what your brand is. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of flowery language about your brand. Well, your brand is your reputation, plain and simple. We've always had brands. It was B2C. It was consumer brands, mm-hmm, traditionally, right? Well, now, of course, everybody's got a brand. It's your reputation. So what are we doing to help influence how people think about us? And that's what I talk about.
We're talking with David Averin, a marketing guru, the visibility coach, as he's known around the world from his home in the States, joining us on Skype. This aspect, though, of reputation, of building and enhancing the brand relationship, what does it really take? Is it blood, sweat, and tears from every single employee? Or are we seeing companies managing it from within marketing departments better? Where does it best sit, David?
You know, it's a great question. I think it starts from being very, very intentional, having a very clear idea. Who do we want to be in the minds of our prospects? And I'm not talking about sort of foundational issues. I'm talking about aspirational issues. Who do we want to be? The best in the market at X. We want to be that go-to resource for Y, right? Because when we have clarity of who we want to be, then we can align everything. The best brands are very intentional brands. They're not inadvertent brands. They used to say at the end of the day, I mean, I still hear this from company leaders and CEOs and entrepreneurs. At the end of the day, it's really about quality. And I say, no, at the beginning of the day, it's about quality. Quality is the entry fee.
Yes.
That gives you permission to do business in the marketplace. At the end of the day, it's about competitive advantage. So the best companies right now are building very intentional brands. And what that really means is just being very clear of what we want to win in the marketplace. Where do we want to be? And then being hypervigilant with every part of your organization. Your, as I said, your hiring and your training and your R&D and everything to be that. And for those who take their eye off the ball, that's where the real challenges in the marketplace come from. Because there's always somebody nipping at their heels. There's always somebody who is who's working harder.
I mean, it's intriguing for me. You made me think of a story about my preferred hotel in Cape Town. When I travel from my home in Johannesburg down to do conferences in Cape Town, I normally stay at a Radisson hotel. Now, the Radisson that I stay at on Herengracht in Cape Town is kind of Radisson standard. That's what I expect. It's not the highest level hotel. It's not the lowest level hotel. But they have an employee, Edward, who stands on the rooftop bar, who dispenses T-bone steak and French fries and the coldest pints of beer ever. And he greets me by name whenever I go up to that rooftop bar. Because of Edward, the Radisson has my business, and I carry one of their cards. So again, you see this dilemma for me about, you know, everybody in the brand should be delivering excellence. In the case of the Radisson, I can single out Edward. Everybody else, well, they're doing their job, David, but it's not rocking my world like Edward does.
Right. Well, here's the thing is, Michael, you have choices. We all have choices every time. It's left or right or paper or plastic. Where are you going to stay? Who are you going to rent from? And the question is, what is it that made something stand out for you? For you, it was Edward. And that when I here's what I talk about all the time. I talk about the four most dangerous words in business.
Okay.
And the four most dangerous words are all things being equal.
Hmm.
When all things are equal, we shop based on price, right? If everybody's essentially from the perspective of the customer, if everybody's essentially offering the same thing, then we're just hammering you on price. But I say the good news is nothing is ever equal. We bring different attitudes and perspectives and training and location. But if the words we use and the basic delivery is pretty much the same, then it is just about price. For you, Edward made it not about price. Now, of course, none of this is in lieu of price. You have to be price competitive. But he gave you something special, something to look forward to. And because you have choices, you're going to choose them. And they win. Yeah, Edward helps them win.
Without a doubt.
We build organizations filled with those kinds of experiences. Now, it doesn't have to be so remarkable every time, but can we take a step back and create a culture of excellence? Can we look for those opportunities to do something nobody else is? If we want people to be, here's one of the ways that I put it all the time. I said, if you want, I'm trying to think how the best to say this, whether it's traditional marketing, whether it's social media, if you want people to be interested, you have to be interesting. People tout about the importance of social media. You know, it's a tool. Social media doesn't replace traditional marketing. It enhances it. But it's not about having a blog. It's not about being on social media. It's about being interesting on your blog and interesting on social media and interesting in your interactions. If you want people to talk about you, you have to give them something to talk about. Edward gave you something to talk about. Cool. And they earned your business.
And will continue to do so. So, as you say, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. Build your competitive advantage from a good entry level. Get it right consistently. Build experiential stories. And hey, remarkable things could happen. That's effectively your message, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the core of the message is everybody's good. So stop giving me the basic language of our quality and our commitment and our caring and our trust. Do something extraordinary. Craft the language around it. Craft the behavior and live up to it every day. And guess what happens? You got a great brand.
Absolutely. I mean, talking just live now because we're going to be on air with this literally all over the planet very soon. Donald Trump, I mean, has he built a brand? Is he good in your opinion, whatever your politics are? And we've got two minutes. I don't want to leave you down the garden path here.
Absolutely. Well, there's no doubt that he's built a brand. The challenge when you build a polarizing brand is you build an army of loyal, fervent fans, but you also alienate everybody else who doesn't agree with your strong views. So from my perspective, he's got some significant challenges. I see people around the world very concerned about what's happening, but the reality is the people who love him, and the people who don't, really don't. For those of us in business, the lesson is do we want to be inclusive or exclusive? For most of us, we want to be inclusive. I counsel people all the time. I said, I understand that you've got strong feelings about religion and politics. Personally, I say keep that off social media. I don't have, arguably, if you have strong opinions, half of the population will disagree with you. I don't have the luxury of angering half of my prospective customers. I have strong opinions, to be sure. I don't broadcast most of them. A lot of people sort of wear that with pride that they really want to espouse those strong feelings. For those of us in business, we need to be as inclusive as possible.
Absolutely right. And then from there, remarkable things will happen. David, we're running out of time, my friend. Your website, for people who are intrigued by you and your thought and your message, where do people find David Averin?
Sure. Check me out at visibilityinternational.com, Visibility International. A little bit more about my speaking business as I speak around the world delivering this powerful but very entertaining and engaging message. But I've also got books as well, and would love to hear from you. All the contact information is on the site. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and your audience here today, and we'll connect somewhere else in the world, my friend.
I certainly look forward to that and catching a cold beer and taking this one further. From my guest,
Absolutely.
David Averin, and from me, Michael Jackson, this is In Conference with Michael Jackson on your favorite podcast platform. Keep listening to Cliff Central, and we'll see you next time.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.